Hey, everybody. It's almost the end of the year. I got some dates left. You should come see me. Friday, December 6th in Chicago, Illinois. Two shows at the Vic Theater. First one is sold out. Thank you, guys. Second one, tickets available. So go get your tickets right now for the late show, December 6th, Chicago, Illinois, the Vic Theater. Saturday, December 7th, I will be at Turner Hall in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So come on out to a show December 7th in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And then closing it out, Sacramento, California, December 12th through the 14th, I will be at the Punchline, one of my favorite clubs in the country. Haven't been back to Sacramento since my grandmother died. So that'll be fun. Punchline rules. Get tickets right now at dancehunter.com.
We got a hairless cat.
Do you? Oh, you guys got it.
Yeah, it's sick. You want to see it?
Yeah.
Dude, it's crazy.
Oh, your phone's charging.
Oh, my phone's charging.
I'll see it after.
Don't realize it because you're like, you don't realize it. You've never seen a cat's pussy before.
That's true. I don't think I've. What if this is how we find out? Yeah. I have like a fucked up. Yeah, dude. You go, dude, everyone thinks Soder's so cool. Yeah. He fucks cats.
He loves cat pussies.
He knew like in detail about cat pussy.
It's weird because she was like crawling. And I was like, what?
Like Tawny Katane over a car?
Yeah, on top of a car.
She had her pussy out.
She went again on her own.
Yeah. She's like, oh, fuck, hit the steam machine. That's a sexy-ass cat.
That's how it is when you wash her. She's like...
It looks like a fucking, like one of those old bikini car washes.
Yeah. Like, I bought a Datsun just to let it dry out.
You're like, I started a hair metal band.
Yeah, she's gonna be like, it's just for my cat, dude.
What's her name?
Grandma.
Nice. Grandma?
Yeah, pretty good cat.
A cat who you could see her pussy calling her grandma.
It's pretty fun. It's got layers. All levels. But it is a weird, because it's like above the butthole. You never saw it. You never seen it before.
Wait, the cat pussy is above the butthole?
Like what they said about Chinese girls.
We're recording. This is great.
Oh, no. No,
I like it. I like all of this. I don't want to lose any
of it. I love
your
culture. Yeah. I love your pussies.
Konnichiwa. It'd be great if you had a light understanding of Japanese. He goes, I apologize for my dishonor.
I know bad luck in Chinese is huk chai.
Okay.
Because I used to work at a casino, and if you were winning, they would call you that.
What casino did you work?
Artichoke Joe's across the street from San Francisco Airport.
Really?
Yeah.
In South San Francisco?
Yeah. San Bruno, technically. But yeah, same thing.
San Bruno?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What the fuck?
Oh, yeah.
You have a life, and David Bory is one of my favorite human beings on the planet, one of my favorite comedians working, but you have a life. You and Sam Talent, you guys are best friends, grew up together, went to high school together. You guys both are like old men that were trapped in young men's bodies, like your stories?
Well, like trapped in old men's bodies too.
Yeah.
But
we have the pain of old men.
Yeah, young men's faces, but we got their knees.
But you and Sam Talent, you guys both have stories where you're like, I remember when I was a train conductor in Utah for a year.
Yeah, I remember when he was an ice cream man.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, it was weird.
He was an ice cream man?
Yeah, he was an ice cream man.
In Colorado?
Yeah, in Denver. But only for like 6 months.
I feel like when it gets winter.
Yeah, they don't need you anymore.
Yeah, they're like, fuck out of here. What are we doing? Well, actually, in Colorado might be the one place where the next day it's 72.
Well, and you can just cut off the cream and start selling ice. You know what I mean?
That is true.
Yeah.
Damn, I didn't know he was a fucking ice cream man. So when did you move to San Bruno?
So I was in Colorado. And I was working at a call center, and I got a DUI.
Oh,
and
I was pesky
like,
things.
Come on, man. And I was like 20 miles from work. So I was like, fuck, I'm fucked. But my parents were living in San Mateo.
Okay.
Or no, Brisbane, right there.
Yeah.
It's all
South San Francisco.
Yeah, it's all there. And so I went over there, and they just like, I just answered a Craigslist ad. And they were like, do you gamble? And I was like, no, because I didn't.
Yeah.
I was like, no, not at all. And then they gave me the job working at the casino.
Yeah, because they want people who are not afflicted by the gambling disease.
Dude, I was the only one who didn't lie about it.
Everyone else was just itching.
Hardcore. Everybody was like loan sharking and shit like that. But it was like mostly Chinese guys.
Yeah.
So they would like slow play you. Like, so I'd be at the table and they'd be like, hi, David. And they'd like wave all dumb.
Yeah.
And like, oh, I love pictures. Yeah. And then you'd see him like out by the garbage can, like some guy. Yeah, it was really cool. But then they got raided by the FBI and they wanted me to go work at the casino out in like San Pablo, but I didn't have a car.
Yeah.
And they were like, we won't give you unemployment. And I was like, fuck that. So I quit.
And then were you a dealer?
No. So like, this is so weird. So in California, games, it's like, if it's on native land, they can have slots and all that. But if it's like California land, it's not technically a casino because you can't have games of chance. You can just have like, you can just have peer-to-peer gambling. So it's technically not a casino. It's a California card room. And like the way it works is like, so like if we're playing blackjack, let's say the three of us are playing blackjack. We sit down at the table. The dealer's hand is the bank. But in California, the bank rotates. So one hand, I'll bank. Next hand, you'll bank. Next hand, you'll bank.
Oh, so they're basically like, that's the sidestep. Is they're like, oh, it's just three friends playing cards.
But what happened was, let's say you're banking and me and you are betting $20 a hand. We both win. But you only put 30 as the bank. Juice starts, or action starts at me. I get my 20 back. You only get 10. Now we're like, fuck this guy. But he's like, whatever. I only wanted to bank for 30 bucks anyways. And then that's how banking worked. So my company came in and we were like, because you can pass the bank. That's an option.
Yeah.
So my company came in and we were like, we'll bank every hand up to 50K so nobody ever loses. But you have to let us bank every time. So, but then it was fucked up because it was basically even the dealers were against me.
Yeah.
Nobody, it's called corporation. So they'd be like,
the gambling world, like casinos and all that shit, when you realize how complicated and how many workarounds are happening, it's probably more than government.
It's
like,
dark.
It's crazy how they're just like, no, how do we keep going? Like the lack, I remember like when I was young and I started going to Vegas when I was like in college or whatever. Yeah. And I remember being like, noticing the lack of sunlight, the oxygen getting pumped in.
Oh, yeah, you don't know.
That's just the tip of the iceberg.
There's no clocks anywhere.
They just want you to sit down and go.
There's a bunch of prostitutes.
I wonder how much Vegas is pissed off about like gambling apps, because they got to be like, that was the thing. They bring people in to gamble.
FanDuel is going to kill us all, brother. Yeah, I mean, unless you're sponsored.
No, I don't fucking, I don't do that.
Okay, yeah, dude, that's just, have you noticed it back home? In Colorado, everybody gambles now.
I mean, dude, I noticed that everywhere.
I guess so.
I think it's like, what I think is crazy about it is there's like little kids growing up, learning about gambling felt like smoking a cigarette, where you're like, I'm doing an adult thing.
Yeah, but you didn't do it for real, I felt.
No.
Not like, you couldn't hit a parlay in seventh grade.
No. I remember being old and not even knowing what the spread was, but like finding out about a spread. But when you find out, about like people running numbers, you're like, oh, you had to be.
It was real gambling.
You had to be dangerous.
And it should be. We shouldn't just be able to. You should have to call, I'm assuming, an Italian guy.
Yeah.
And
I don't want to be too
I'm
racist.
I'm not that guy.
But I'm just saying the mafia, La Cosa Nostra, they benefited for years.
But like it should be hard. You shouldn't be able to just like,
I mean, it was a thing where like if you found out someone was into gambling, you were like, oh, you kind of know some dangerous people.
Yeah, you're like a whole other guy.
I mean, similar to like buying weed. Like when you used to buy weed.
I think buying weed was easier.
But I'm saying that there was an element of danger.
Oh,
back in the day.
Weed was kind of scary.
Like before.
Remember when weed used to get dry? Like when you would try to get weed and they'd be like, it's dry.
Yeah. No, or swag just in general.
I smoked so much swag.
Oh, my God.
Slice it off the brick, brother.
Oh, dude, I worked at this radio station in Tucson. Shout out KFMA Day.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Very real thing. As it's the Southwestern's most popular concert. Outdoor concert festival.
Okay.
It was pretty big. We got like huge bands.
That's like a major market though, right?
Tucson?
Phoenix is.
Yeah, Phoenix is big.
Okay.
They had a big station, but we got KFMA Day. I worked at KFMA and we'd get like, my first year working there was like Foo Fighters, Hoobastank.
I was going to think it was like an Afro Man.
No.
Like a.
Yeah. We're getting side bands.
Yeah.
Dynamite. I think we got Dynamite Hack 1 year.
Okay. You guys are doing okay.
It was basically like, you know, remember KTCL in Colorado?
Yeah.
It was KTCL of Tucson.
Okay.
So I got hired there.
Okay. That's pretty cool though.
It was awesome. But.
Bad weed in Arizona, I assume?
This one guy that I lived with a weed dealer, but I didn't have any money. But this dude that worked at La Caliente, shout out Pepe, he did get caught and he was illegal and he like got put over. Guy was like the best night. I think it was 102-1 La Caliente, and you would open the door and he'd be like, And he'd be like, hola, 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 lo caliente, lo caliente. He was awesome at that shit.
Yeah.
But he would, my friend Greg Rampage USA, who's still in radio at the end, Gregor, he was like my big brother at the station, and he taught me. And the first time he was like, are you high? And I was like, oh shit, because I showed up to work high.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. And he's like, what the fuck, man? And then he's like, I'm fucking with you. We're going to get high after this show. And Pepe would come to the studio, and he'd be like...
Like on a donkey? He would come, feels like...
Yeah. And you're like, Pepe, is that yours? He's like, see, no. He had an old Corvette, like a red Corvette from like the 70s, doused in cologne. He always had women at the studio.
He was a hot guy?
He was just like a decent-looking Mexican dude that wanted pussy all the time.
I respect that. That's a cool guy. That's a cool guy.
Cool guy. And he'd come by the studio and he'd go, churro time? And he would show this big ass joint, swag.
Ooh.
Shit that he had brought over from, like, people he knew brought over from Mexico. So it smelled like cologne because it was like the way it was packaged, the way they like brought it in.
But he brought it in under his arms.
Dude. Yeah. Stripped through his chest. It was dog shit weed.
Oh,
you have to pick
man.
Out all the seeds, but you get high and
it's fucked up, man. I miss shitting. I miss smoking a shitload of bad weed.
Because you know what?
Like, we used to get it. I used to get quarter pounds, and it would still be in slats.
Yeah, that's right. Remember? What I mean. When you would give me weed, it would be off. Bricked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And just like.
But I don't ever remember, like, the freak outs that I have now on weed. I think on swag, I would just get, like, scared real quick and then giggly.
I would get, like, a headache.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I would spiral. If I smoked swag before work, I would be like walking to Conoco, like, oh my God, I have to work every day for the rest of my life. But other than that, it was pretty great.
But you didn't get the feeling of like weed now where you're like, am I losing my mind?
No, I also don't feel like, and this sounds weird, I don't feel like back then there was as much middle ground weed.
No.
There was bad weed, and you knew it was bad weed because it was in the slats, and then there was Kind Bud, which for some reason in Aurora was the best weed imaginable.
It was unbelievable.
Everybody smoked Kind Bud, that was 100 different kinds of weed, I'm pretty sure.
It never was the same kind of weed.
No, but it was Kind Bud. Yeah. It was KB.
It would always, dude, Kate is so funny.
Man,
KB.
I used to love smoking Kind Bud, man.
And we'd go, we'd go smoke fucking, I had a bong called the Attitude Adjustment.
Yeah.
And we just take fucking... My mom let me smoke weed in my garage.
That's because you're a good guy.
Yeah.
You're a cool guy.
Well, my mom was like, I don't want you guys driving around. And we were all like juniors and seniors in high school.
Right.
She's like, I don't want you not going to college because they catch you smoking weed. She's like, so just get high in the garage.
I used to get... do you know there was a car wash down... Do you know where Chubby's is?
Yeah, I know where Chubby's is. Right by the old Toys R Us off Mississippi.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about the one on Smokey's.
Yeah.
The one, so there was a car wash right around the corner there that my friend worked at, and we would go smoke weed at that car wash and then try to sneak into Chubby's and drink underage a lot of nights.
I know exactly what you're talking
about. Yeah, it's a good combo.
Smoky Hill and Chambers.
Yeah.
There used to be a fucking great deli right there.
Brother, and if it didn't work, then
Chubby's,
we would
walk. I haven't even thought of Chubby's in fucking forever.
It's bad news.
So David and I found out that we grew up pretty much very close to each other, but had no idea. We were at Ramon Rivas' festival in Cleveland.
In Cleveland, exactly.
And we were like talking some shit about something, and David was like, I'm from Colorado. I was like, I'm from Colorado. And he's like, where are you from? I'm like, I grew up in Aurora. He was like, dude, I'm from Elizabeth. And he's like, but I lived in Aurora for a little bit.
Long time.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, dude. And we
the
grew
up. The same area.
I mean, the exact. I grew up on Chambers and Hamden. You were on like.
Smokey and Tower.
Yeah. You were out by Seven Hills Movie Theater, right?
Oh, yeah. Like further down from Seven Hills. But yeah, Seven Hills. And then. But we would go to the Man Chinese. That was
that was the big
time.
One.
That was like new. Grandview High School was new.
Yeah.
But that whole area.
My class was the first class to graduate from Grandview High School. I could have been the first class of Grandview. I knew a lot of people that went there.
Oh, really? Yeah, I went to, when I moved to Colorado, I went to Falcon Creek because it had just opened.
Yeah.
And then I went to Grandview. But I went to summer school at Horizon. You know,
Horizon Middle School?
Yeah.
Guess who did summer? No, I did summer school at Thunder Ridge.
That's also good.
Yeah.
That's also good.
So I did a lot of summer school.
Man, me too. Summer school was the best.
I almost failed 7th and 8th grade. I was a fucking bad kid.
Summer school had all the ESL kids that somehow disappeared by the time school started.
I remember this, my stepdad, my old stepdad, Nick, built my mom this 1970 MGB. He like built it. And then he had a friend that did body work or whatever. So he like built the engine and shit.
That's pretty cool.
It was awesome. He like built it in our garage.
Whoa. And I did you like take anything from that? Did you, do you know about?
Dude, this is how dumb I am. I stayed inside playing with action figures. Yeah. I could have learned how to build an engine.
Yeah.
Dude, my stepdad, Nick, was like, literally, he fixed a truck, he built a dirt bike, and he built a 1970 MGB, and I learned nothing.
You were just like recreating SummerSlam in,
yeah,
the,
dude, I was in just the like, house? I was like, sorry, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are going through some stuff. And so he built this MGB, and then my mom and him got divorced, and like my mom kept a car, but it was like a nice little red MGB.
Yeah.
And my mom's dickhead boyfriend was picking me up at summer school, and I remember the hot girl in summer school was like, here comes my ride. And it was the only time in my life I felt cool. I could actually go, actually, no, it's my ride.
Yes.
And she was like, no, nah, yeah. I was like, bye, Vanessa.
But also, I got it. Also, who was her ride? Like some...
I don't know.
Some 20-year-old dude who still went to Eagle Crest?
Yeah, where he's like, what's up? He's at ACC. Yeah. He's at Aurora Community. He's like, what's up, babe? Get in.
Man, I remember pretending I was going to go to Aurora Community or Arapahoe Community.
Arapahoe was the one you were going
to. Like when they, because you had to like, I remember senior year, you had to pretend like you were going to go to college still.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, I'm going to CSU. And I was like, I'll probably go to Arapahoe. You know what I mean? Work, get some classes under my belt.
Get my money, get my grades up.
I'll see you guys at CU in 2 fucking years though.
Go Rams.
Yo, I'm coming up to Fort Collins. Can't wait, baby.
I wanted to get out, so I moved to Arizona. I went to U of A. So smart. Like, I did.
Smart.
I just knew
Colorado after high school, that like 17 to 22, because I left when I was 22. That's a treacherous time.
Well, if you're not going to college, that's a treacherous time.
I was not.
Yeah, you could
I was not. A lot of gas stations I worked at. Like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Not good.
I was always worried. The thing I love about Colorado is I could have seen myself living there my whole life.
I live in Colorado right now.
I didn't even realize you moved back.
Yeah, don't tell anybody.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
With your hairless cat?
Come on, just man.
That pussy everywhere?
Cat pussy out all day.
I got cat pussy falling out of my pockets.
I got pussy on pussy in my house.
Is it weird to touch a hairless cat? Does it feel like thigh skin?
Yeah, it feels too much like you.
Yeah, you're like, oh, you know, I feel what like I mean? I'm touching a hot body. Like if she's like, sleeping and she gets up.
It's like retractable.
Does she get goose skin ever? Like goosebumps?
I haven't seen. We've only had her for like a month. She's a baby.
Yeah, but like she gets cold.
She gets cold and she gets up like you gotta like tuck her into shit.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
She's
got
fur.
Yeah, so she just likes to wants to bury in. But yeah, you can't see her pussy, and that's weird.
But here's my question. Just because I feel like most animals are cuddly because they're furry.
Right.
And they got hair.
Right.
So when they don't have hair, when you're cuddling it with it, doesn't it just feel like you're like holding someone's arm?
It feels, that's the gross part about it. Like, it feels like there's someone with you. Because it'll be up on your neck and shit. You know what I mean? So it's
Did you have to get used to that?
Yeah, I don't like it still. I like her.
Yeah.
So I tolerate it, but it feels bad.
Like, putting it on there, I'd be like, oh, get off.
But she's so funny. But then she'll want to, like, this is gross. She'll, like, try to, like, nuzzle on you, but it feels like a woman engaged.
Like, baby, stop. Chill, baby. Stop. You're helping my shit.
It's like, yeah, so I don't like her in the bed.
The only way I'd get a hairless cat is if I would name it after someone who famously has alopecia, like Charlie Villanueva.
Oh, that's like sweet. Like, give it a shout out.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, this is my cat Villanueva.
I like that, but we named her Grandma.
Your grandma's a good one, though.
It just feels like she feels old.
Yeah.
And she, like, is like, she. You have to wash her all the time.
Do you have to wash her all the
every
time?
Every week.
Really?
Once a week, yeah.
Does she hate water like other cats?
She, oh man, I had to look up like WikiHow, how to wash this bitch. So I like had, I had it
how
like.
How to wash this bitch is such a funny sentence. I had to look up how to wash this bitch.
Bro, but WikiHow is like too, it was too nice. So it was like, It was like set the mood. So I fucking, it was, I felt like I was going to fuck the cat. Like I put her in the other room.
Candle
and I
lit?
Like, yeah, bro. I prepared the water and I like, I put it, because you got to put a towel down in the bottom of the sink because so she doesn't like scratch away. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So she gets settled.
Does she have all of her nails?
We clipped them down a little bit.
Okay.
But then like, and they were like, put on relaxing music. So I put on PM Dawn, which
is. Yeah, dude.
But then you're like, I think I'm going to fuck this cat.
Am I about to really get some cat pussy?
Yeah, I think I'm about to get laid.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like making sure my girl isn't there.
Yeah, you go, all right, I'll be right back.
Yeah.
And then you walk in the room and you go, meow.
I lock the door. And also like, this is the weirdest part, was I knew she was going to fight. So I took off my shirt.
That's so funny.
But then I'm like worried.
Skin to skin. That's how you increase intimacy. Yeah, but then I'm worried
my girl's going to come home and I just like. Wet. It's just like a strange.
Yeah.
It's like a strange.
David, what are you doing?
And I'm like, I swear to God.
No, shut up.
I just had to wash her pussy. Yeah. And it is weird to wash her pussy.
You have to wash her pussy.
You have to wash the cat, but like I'm.
I've never washed my dog.
Really?
I mean, we take her to a groomer.
It's because she's got hair, though.
That's what I mean.
You got to like. If I'm paying for other people to
what
wash
happens
her?
If you don't wash your cat?
I think that it gets like infected? Gross in the folds and shit. Cause it's just like got folds, man.
So this is actually like a high maintenance cat.
The washing is, but everything else, she's pretty like, she's just like relaxes. She goes and hangs out by the vent in the kitchen.
Yeah.
She's not like, she doesn't do much, but yeah, you gotta wash her.
Do you have other cats?
We have one other cat. I inherited all these animals. I'm not like a weird cat man.
No.
You can't be a loose man with cats.
Cat man is.
That's a bad.
That's a tricky place to be.
It's not a tricky place. It's a bad place to be.
You're going through something.
Nah, man.
If you're a dog guy, that's fine.
You're a regular guy.
You're a guy. You're a knock around fella.
Come on. I like pussy. I got a dog.
I got a bunch of dogs. You want to
have some sex? I got a dog.
Yeah, I got pizza and beer. A fucking cat. You're like, what are you into?
Yeah. Your cat guy, you're like, I'm playing Settlers of Catan.
You go, do you want to look at my book collection?
Yeah. Grandma gave me all her stamps.
You want to see my old stamps?
Yeah.
How does your other cat like the hairless
one? She don't like it at all. Well, she's getting used to it. The first, because we have a dog too. It sounds like we're crazy.
Nah.
It's
you
just
three
like,
animals. That's normal. Yeah. You live in Colorado. You got a backyard.
You have three dogs or three animals. The other cat didn't like it at first. So she would like hiss and she'd be fucking with it all the time. But then like, I think probably after like a week, she started tolerating it. Now it's been like 3 weeks. So she's like, they can be in rooms together.
That's gotta be wild though, to be like a cat. You establish with the dog.
Yeah.
You're like, all right, I see this dog. And then just a hairless, like,
it's like a new thing.
Yeah. She's like, what the fuck?
It's like, I feel like how the natives felt when the white man came here.
Yeah. Do you know that?
But I guess the hairless is the native.
No. In this book that I read about Red Cloud called The Heart of Everything That Is, or it might have been the one about the end of the Comanches, they talked about Native Americans don't have, they don't go bald. Like, if you're pure Native
this
American.
It sounds like they have an extra muscle in their thigh.
Yeah. This is the thing that gets me canceled. You know, Soda's out here fucking lying about Native Americans. No, they don't have the gene for baldness. They don't have. So
everybody. Are they the only ones who don't?
I don't know about that, but I do. And that's what this book said. And the first time they saw baldness were white settlers. And because of like European noses and shit, they would call them bird men because they said they look like vultures because they had like long pointy nose and their hair was bald.
Wow.
So they would look like almost like a vulture.
I will say.
Which wasn't that far off.
And maybe this is crazy. White people look more like birds than any other people.
Yeah, we are the most bird-like looking.
For sure. I can't think of any.
I'm trying to think of
Avian Brotherhood. Is Avian
dude.
It?
Yeah, dude. We're Avian Whites.
Yeah.
We're Avian Saxon.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, dude. I think whites are the most bird looking.
They're birded.
Yeah, dude. That's gotta be fucking wild to see someone and be like, what are you doing, bird man?
I bet it sucks. And they had weird clothes on.
Oh yeah, like stuffy over their neck.
Everything about that. And then they got this loud.
I mean, but that's got to be crazy when they show up with weapons. Then they're like, "What the fuck?"
We're really cracking the code here. What it would have been like
growing up.
I was shocked for the natives.
I tried. Yeah, probably wasn't that cool for them.
Yeah, but they had a bad time, man.
Did you have to go? Were you in elementary school in Colorado?
No, I got there in junior high school.
Okay.
But I took the CSAPs in junior high school. Is that what you're going to ask?
No, I was going to say we took a field trip to a reservation in elementary school.
Really?
Which to me, I always try to talk to people about because I'm like, it's fucking wild. Because
what? I mean, I went to elementary school in Washington State, though, so there was a lot of of that stuff. Now that I think about it, they built in our one of my, because I went to a bunch of schools. One of my elementary schools, they did build
a teepee.
No, a teepee would be more normal. It was like the whole lodge, like it was big.
Really?
What is it? It started with a P, like a power.
I don't know.
I can't.
He'll look it up. We'll figure it out.
That's good. That's why you have producers.
That's why he's one of the best. Yeah. He'll look it up.
But I think they built an elbow.
Yeah. When I was in like fourth or fifth grade, we like took a trip out to a reservation and they like showed us how they built a teepee. They showed us like their dances.
Did they show you fireworks?
No. Or cheap cigarettes. We didn't get either of those. But then at the end, the thing I always remember was we got on a bus, but there were like Native American kids there that were like our age.
Oh, and we were just like, weird.
All right. I think we're going to the land your grandpa was on. So go Nuggets. Getting on a bus and like leaving.
Where was it? I don't even know where.
It was like a little far way out. You know, Aurora, I don't know where we drove out.
Was it a wigwam? Powhat. I don't know.
We'll figure it out. There's someone yelling at this podcast right now.
Yeah, they're so mad.
Yeah, listen,
I don't know.
I saw a funny tweet where someone said, the closest I'll ever feel to a ghost is listening to a podcast and know what they're talking about and they can't hear me. But they're just like screaming at a podcast.
I bet that sucks. I don't really listen to podcasts.
I usually listen to one podcast. Last Podcast on the Left.
Oh, they're funny.
Yeah, they're funny. Yeah, I know them. I like their stuff. It's like about serial killers and aliens and shit.
Sometimes I'll listen if like a friend of mine is on. Like I listen to Sam on here.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Shit like that.
But we were Colorado and off.
Yeah, you guys were getting deep. And I like shit like that I'll do. But yeah, I don't really.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. It's funny because when you're getting too much. I notice when I get too much into wrestling or Colorado, I have to catch myself.
Colorado's so unrelatable.
Yeah, it's just very.
Coming over, I was thinking of all these things I wanted to ask you about Colorado.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, I don't think it's like.
Who cares?
Okay, here's a thing about Aurora that always used to piss me off that I always wonder about. You notice how everybody pretended like they weren't from there?
Oh, they'd always say like, oh, I'm from Denver.
I'm not from here. I was supposed to go to Hinckley.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Or like, my family's from Cal. Like, yeah. It's like a lot of first generation
fucked
up
people.
Like, we used to be fucked up, and then we got a house in Aurora.
That's what Aurora is.
That's like the definition of it.
It's a starter house. It's a starter place. So
a lot of first generation gang members too is what I remember. Guys who were like, I'm a Crip, but they didn't have any other Crip friends.
No affiliation.
They would just hang out regular.
Yeah.
But then they were a Crip because they were a Crip in whatever place they moved from when they were seven.
Yeah.
By the way, you went to Meadow Point. We all remember.
I think what we're finding out is there's a lot of child liars in Aurora.
Yeah, that's what it is. So many.
Because Aurora wasn't, it was not as, you know, it's like, it's a low income, but it's middle class. It's like
lower middle class is what I was.
But then South was nice.
Yeah.
Like, well, South was middle. Like,
it was like the line, right? Because there was like all those new houses that were so, so big.
Like Piney Creek and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I went to Smoky Hill, so that's
right.
Like,
but then on the other side of Smoky Hill Road, those houses are little. Or like Mission Viejo and
that's
shit.
That's where I grew up.
Okay, yeah. So those houses.
That's right.
But that's not like the same as over there. They were
Mission Viejo was nice. Colin Quinn nailed it. One of the first times I ever met Colin Quinn, I was on the phone. Me and Bobby were, I was opening for Bobby Kelly and we were driving somewhere and Colin was on the phone and Bobby was like, say hi to my opener, Dan or whatever. And he's like, hello, Dan. He's like, well, Dan, where are you from? I'm like, Aurora, Colorado. And he goes, oh yeah, it was an affluent suburb in the 70s, then decayed in the 80s and 90s. And I was like, That's exactly it.
That's really it.
Fucking Colin Quinn nailed it.
That's exactly
what it is. Like all the houses
you want to like smoke weed in a big house and then get in a fight in a parking lot.
It's 100% it.
That's like exactly.
And I grew up in Mission Viejo, and it was clear those houses were all designed in the 70s.
Yeah, but it was a pretty neighborhood.
It was great.
Like, Mission is a pretty neighborhood.
Dude, we had a green belt. We had a fucking good school, good park. Yeah. But then shit would go down at the park.
The park, man.
At Alicia Park, some shit would, and it's still there. It's nice or whatever, but there were like, I knew a ton of fights that happened there. A couple of fucking shootings happened there.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. There were weird kids with guns.
Dude.
Because everybody has guns. So it wasn't like, it's not like they were at risk youth as much as just, there's so many guns, something's going to happen.
Here's the thing about, and I think a lot of people outside of Colorado can identify with this. When you grow up in a middle-class suburb, there's an amount of boredom that leads to crime. It's not like inner city
and
where
rap
like
music.
Crime is like, yeah. Or like, because they want to be tough. They want to be, I'm a Crip. No, you're not. You're not affiliated with
anybody. And
there
were all kids who came from other places.
Apparently.
So there were like, there were a few kids, like tough kids on the perimeter.
Yeah.
And I think they shepherded the stupid tough kids.
That's exactly
and
it.
And then now you got... Now you got two real tough kids, 10 wannabe tough kids who will stab you.
Who will do the thing to impress. It's that Chappelle joke where he says, you see a group of black guys, you see that white guy walking around. That's the most dangerous motherfucker in the group.
And that's the kid who's from Aurora. Because
he's like,
I'll
fucking do anything,
I don't
bro.
Give a shit.
Dude, I used to watch
I'm
them.
Just, all I need is rims on my Acura.
Oh my God, and I'm smoking a Newport with
Come
me and my Pitbull.
Come
and we're
on.
Walking down the street in my Jankos.
My buddy from Aurora has a tattoo on his back of a Pitbull with a red smoke coming out of its nose.
That is kind of sick, though.
Yeah, man, it's fucking awesome.
I don't know what it is about me that I'm like,
it sucks.
It's fucking awesome.
It's because you're Aurora trash.
Where I'm like, dude, that guy definitely. I have two bad tattoos. I got this one covered up by my friend Keith, so it's not bad anymore. But I got my tattoos in Aurora by the old, on Iliff in Chambers. There was a place called the Tattoo Shop.
Yeah, I know, right where you're at.
By like Nick's Flowery or whatever.
Yeah,
there was like a place
called
the Tattoo Shop. And I was 16 and that's where I got my first tattoo.
So many underage, my friend Jarrell, his dad did tattoos. And a bunch of my friends got underage tattoos in Jarrell's garage.
That's awesome. I got caught because I bought this is like 1999.
Right.
So I got a fake ID. My friend was like telling me about fake IDs online. First off, my friend Joel got like a real fake ID. He got his brother's birth certificate and went to the DMV and got an ID card.
What a smart guy.
And so it was his picture.
Yeah.
And he bought a cigarettes and porn. So we go to Newsland on Iliff and Chambers.
There's no more of that ever. Newsland, what a weird fucking store.
Because
they had porno in there.
A lot of porn.
And then a bunch of magazines.
Books.
And a bunch of people pretending like they went in there for stuff other than porno.
They would sell magazines. It was like a magazine.
It was a magazine store.
But they had a huge section of VHS porn. And so what I would do is we would go to Newsland, right? And then I would go and I'd wait till the guy wasn't looking. And then I would go into the porn section and then like find the porn and then like find the mile marker.
Right.
You know, to be like, all right, third row in, splat on my rack too.
Okay.
It's, I put it on the front. I would tip it over.
Oh, it's like.
And then I would go out and Joel would be there and I'd be like, go in there to the left. It's tipped over. And then he would buy it.
That's like a beautiful secret code, though.
Yeah.
You guys are like Jews finding each other.
Yeah.
We're like, war.
We're like, keep the secret between us. Let this burn. And he would buy porn for us. And then we would like, I've said this before. The funniest part was like, he would buy us porn and then he'd like drive us home. And he'd be like, so what do you guys want to do? And you'd be like, I'm just going to go home.
Yeah, what do you think I'm going to do?
You just bought me porn, dude.
I'm going to punish myself.
Yeah, I'm going to rip the skin off my cock.
Yeah.
But
I'm about to go hammer.
Yeah. My mom doesn't get home from Aetna till like 7. I'm fucking going to punish my penis. So I found out if I went online, in 1999, there was this website that sold prank IDs. So sent them a passport photo, you could get a like Oh, a gag ID. So my fake ID, I use my mom's maiden name.
Right.
Which is, you know, which is, and I was like, oh, so I had, that was my fake ID. And then I went to go to the tattoo shop on Iliff and Chambers. And the guy's like, what do you want on your back? And it was my, for my dad and my sister after they died. I was like, I want to do a cross. It's a bad tattoo. With a banner with their name on it. And they go, what name? And I go, Soder. And the guy goes, I want my last name Soder. And he goes, what? Because he like saw my ID. And I was like, I mean, and that's, he like, he didn't care. He was like, care. Whatever, dude.
I mean, you were all also clearly a boy.
Dude, I was a, clearly, like, I was 16. I looked 14.
Yeah, this man is not in the business. You brought him a piece of paper.
I gave him cash. He's an artist.
You wanted ink. He got you ink.
Dude, I got a tattoo, then got ice cream next door at the Dairy Queen. I literally got, I got a child's treat for a tattoo. I was like, I want a blizzard. And I literally got a fucking blizzard.
Man, chat, but that's pretty cool that you had a tattoo underage. Those were always the coolest kids.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was a bad tattoo, but I did think I was pretty fucking cool.
It is cool.
I was like,
when did you show it off? How long till you got to show it off?
I think I would do it when I was
back, so you had to go to the pool or something.
Piney Creek Pool.
There we go.
And I'd go in and I'd
be like, man, swimming in pussy that day.
No, never. But I have puffy nipples, so I'd have to tickle my sides to make them small, so I looked more ripped.
No, I'm not familiar with what you're talking about.
I have puffy nipples.
Okay.
So, like, just normally they're, like, pretty puffy, but then if I get cold or something, they get really tiny, and that's my running joke with Katie. I'm always like, God, I look jacked when my nipples are small, because my nipples get, like, real tiny.
But you have to, you could tickle it.
Yeah. I go, so I would be like at Piney, I'd be at
Yo, this is the best.
Yeah. I'd be at Piney Creek Pool, right?
And then just like tickling
you. My best friend, Garapé, would be like in the pool. He'd be like, so I was tickling his nipples. And I'd be like, shut up. Because then I bust it out and have the tattoo on my back. And I'd be like, that's sorry, cool. I'm a fucking man.
Cool.
Tickle the nips. Man. Tick the nips and then get the fucking tat out.
That's pretty cool. Did your mom see it? But I could
buy alcohol with that fake ID.
That's also exciting.
That got huge in high school. That was like, that was.
Buying alcohol in high school is like the
best. A lot of people became my friends that didn't like me.
Yeah.
Because they wanted booze.
Yeah, I get that though. Were you buying like 40 out? What are we drinking?
Oh, I was buying beer, bottles of liquor, a lot of Goldschlager. People love
Goldschlager. Man, I drank Goldschlager. I passed out on
Aftershock.
Aftershock was what I was going to say. Because it's four kids.
It's four kids.
It's blue.
Aftershock. Edit a picture of an Aftershock under this right now.
And it's had that weird,
for kids.
That weird glassy bottle looks like it's going to be sweet.
And then a couple of my friends loved Puckers.
Ah, Puckers was huge.
Yeah, Puckers flavored.
Was one of those ones I would pretend like, oh, there's only, what am I, a girl? Oh, look, I'm drinking Puckers like a little girl. And then just get shit house.
green apple Puckers and just get absolutely blacked out.
I remember being in a park in Aurora and just drinking Parrot Bay and root beer. Thinking I was coconut so rum, grown up.
Coconut rum? Oh, my God. Parrot Bay. I haven't thought about Parrot Bay since fucking high school.
It's for kids.
So I would buy the booze. Like, people would be like,
oh, Soder is the best. He's got a tattoo.
Ah, dude, I was a
huge nipples, but he buys booze.
Puffy nipples, unless he tickles his side, and then look out because he looks pretty jacked. And then I would buy. So I would always buy booze at Quincy and Chambers. There was like a Diamond Shamrock gas station, and then there was a liquor store right there, like on that mini mall. That's where I used to get my haircut, and I'd buy booze. So I bought booze from this guy from. Literally sophomore year till my fucking freshman year of college. Like, through my sophomore year of college. Because I wasn't 21.
I would come home.
Same guy. Dude, I turned 21. And my mom lives down off Parker Road. That's where she, like, retired. Like, she lives, like, in a townhouse off Parker Road. I don't want to give an exact location.
I know, but there's a lot of townhouses off. I fell out of an apartment. On Parker Road, probably near your mom's townhouse.
Where on Parker Road?
Like
past Emerald Isle? Emerald Isle.
Past Emerald Isle.
R.I.P. It closed.
No way.
Emerald Isle's gone. Like, my mom texted. That was my first job. I was a busboy at Emerald Isle.
Okay, so it was, like, right down. So Emerald Isle is here. You know you go further down and there's a Conoco?
Yeah.
And there's the apartment complex across the street from there?
Yes.
Like, and there's, like, that open space where people go and they take their dogs and shit like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, the dog. That's the dog park.
Yeah, I was in that apartment complex when I was 18, probably?
Yeah.
Drinking in an apartment where there was no furniture except for folding chairs, a keg in the tub, and Madden.
This sounds like the best hang of all time.
It was a good day, and we were smoking weed, and we were hanging out, and we go outside. We go out to the porch to smoke a cigarette, because we don't smoke cigarettes.
That's
inside.
Gross. You smoke
That's
weed.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, you smoke blunts.
Yeah.
You smoke Swisher Sweet blunts inside.
So we go out, and we're smoking a cigarette, and this kid comes out, and he's like, cops inside, no joke. And I was like, yeah, right. And I look inside, and I see the black pants with the stripes. And it's me, my friend, and this kid that we don't really know that well. Yeah. And the kid we don't know that well doesn't even say anything. He just climbs over the balcony, hangs down, drops to the second floor, hangs down that, and is boom. Never seen that. Never
the
seen
old
that,
Aurora getaway.
Never seen that dude again in my life.
Yeah,
he
gone.
Did it so fucking fast.
Yeah.
And then my friend is like, you're going to have to do this. And I was like, because I had already lived in Elizabeth at the time.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm like 50 miles away from my fucking house. I'm high as shit. The cops are, my mom's gonna kill me.
Yeah, you're gonna get a consumption ticket.
I'm gonna die, right?
Yeah.
So my friend does it, and he's down waiting for me in the bushes. And I'm like, all right, this is lock it in. Lock it the fuck in.
Were you like hyping yourself up?
I was so scared.
Did you feel like they were gonna come through the door?
I thought they were gonna come and they were gonna kill me.
Yeah.
And not, I just was like, because like, when I was in Aurora, it's just really easy to get gassed up like you're actually doing something bad.
Yeah, you're not.
So I was like, I'm a criminal. I'm in a drug den.
Yeah.
I'm basically a fugitive. They want me.
Yeah.
They're trying to take me to prison. I got to go. So we're on the third story, right? So I'm hanging. I climb over the thing, and now I'm like, my arms are dangling, right? And I'm like, I'm going to swing my legs in and drop in, because that's how I saw the other guys do it, right?
Yeah.
I swing my legs in. I drop. Kink, my big fat ass gets caught on the rail, and I fall down like this.
Like head first down?
Yeah, but I landed all, like kind of on my shoulder back sort of situation. And I lost the wind. And I was I rolled behind. You know they have the big AC cooling things out there? I rolled behind that until the heat was gone. And then I got up and walked over. And my friend came around the corner. He had waited for me. Good guy.
Good guy.
Aurora guy.
Good guy.
He had waited for me. And then this is how dumb kids are. He came and got me. And we went into his car. And then for some reason, we were like, the heat. We got to get off the street. Like, the heat's on. We got to get off the street. So we went to the Man Chinese.
Shout out.
And, like, went into Pirates of the Caribbean.
Love it.
And just sat there and,
cooled
like...
Cooled off. You're like, I think the streets are all right.
Till the heat was, yeah.
We can get the fuck out of here.
It's cool now.
Yeah, we could go to fucking old Chicago.
Yeah.
And hide in the booth.
I can get out back. Yeah.
Maybe that Applebee's.
That is funny.
Man Chinese attracted people from all over because it was on Parker and Arapahoe. It is still on Parker and Arapahoe. Yeah,
it was like... And it was kind of new. At the time, brand right? New. There was a new Kohl's.
It was. That was my Kohl's.
That's a good Kohl's.
My old Kohl's was the one by Seven Hills.
Trash Kohl's.
Stop.
Trash Kohl's.
My buddy Joey lived
Trash
right by there.
Kohl's.
I love that Kohl's.
Parker
I still go
Road.
There. Seacrest,
dude,
we love you.
Come on, man. You know it was a superior Kohl's. That Kohl's had it all.
Nah, I love the one on fucking Hampton, dude.
You're a snob then.
No, I'd stick up for my neighborhood.
I get it, but you don't. You're getting
that
in the way of
that was the new Kohl's.
It was the hot Kohl's. It was the hot Kohl's. You could go to the Schlotsky's.
They got a
Hallmark
store.
You could go to the movies. It's all happening in there.
Big King Supers.
Come on. Huge King Supers. Get a 3-liter of pineapple soda.
My friend Diana worked there.
Come on. Everybody worked there.
Yeah, Diana worked at King Supers.
That was a cool area.
Yeah.
That
was brand new. Everything was brand new.
A lot of fights in that parking lot.
That Applebee's opened up. It's gone now. But that Applebee's, but my crush in high school worked at that Applebee's as a hostess. Dude, driving by there, my heart still, don't tell Katie. My heart still flutters when I go by that. I go,
Isn't there a Chevy's there now?
Stephanie Holmes used to work there.
Damn, Stephanie Holmes.
She was a year older.
What's she up to?
I think she's a military wife.
Okay. She ever see your tattoo?
No. She wanted zero to do with me.
No?
Do you remember Hollywood Legends?
Is that a club?
Yeah.
Is that the 18 and up club?
Yes. That's exactly what it is. Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. First of all, what an ambitious name for a teen club.
In the middle of Denver.
What kind of a goddamn, I'm going to say it, pedophile opens a teen club called Hollywood?
It was a regular club, but they had
I see, because I remember more Rock Island.
Rock Island had the fucking, I remember Rock Island.
And
holy
Club
shit.
Bash, also yeah. Club Bash.
But Hollywood Legends was the big, when we had like a Monday off for like a holiday, Sundays would be teen night. So if you were 16 to 20,
right.
You could get into Hollywood Legends.
Which
so basically, which means it's teenagers and adults.
Who are those 20-year-olds?
Gross motherfuckers.
Who are those guys at the top end at Hollywood Legends?
But dude, we would go to Hollywood Legends, and it was like trying to get into a real club.
Right.
Dude, I've never been in a point in a conversation on my podcast where I can tell this story with someone that knows the background. But one time we were trying to go to Hollywood Legends, right?
Right.
And it was me, my friend Adam, Mike McDaniel,
shout out,
go Dolphins, and our friend Paul, right? And Adam had a license. I was 15. Okay. Adam had his license. Hollywood Legends, you could get in if you showed them your school ID, because they thought anybody that was a sophomore was 16.
Oh, so that's good, because if you had the permit, it was vertical, remember?
Yeah, so if you fucking gave them your school ID, they'd be like, all right, you're 16, you can get in here. So we're all trying to get
in.
Great system. Great system. So everybody gets in. Mike and Adam were like, they knew people there. Paul and I were like the second tier friends. Yeah, they were cool. Okay. And then they're like, they got in because their friend Casey got them in. But me and Paul were like, they're like, dude, you can't get in. And the guy's like, we're not letting anyone else in. And we're like, fuck, what do we do? And Adam's like, yo, chill in my car. Just chill in my car and hang out. And then we'll come out. I was like smoking cigarettes back then. So I was like, so dude, we're just chilling in this. It's like a giant Dodge, like a real big fucking.
Right.
Almost like a Bronco, like an old school Bronco. I forget what kind of car it was. But we're chilling there, and I was like, yo, fuck this, man. They're going to go to the club. You want to go see a movie? And he's like, yeah. I didn't know of any other movie theaters except Chinese Man and Seven Hills.
Yeah.
And we're in Denver.
Yeah, you're way in Denver.
Never drove before. I drive Adam's mom's car from Hollywood Legends to Chinese Man. And we watched a movie and drove back to Denver and picked up Adam and Mike. And Paul was like, dude, Adam's going to freak out when you find out you drove his mom's car. And I was like, fuck that. They shouldn't have left us in the parking lot. Yeah.
Man.
I drove on 225. I drove on 25 and 225.
Also, they were just going to let you.
That's what I mean.
They were just going to leave you in there.
That's what I mean. What am I, a dog with the windows rolled up?
Yeah, fuck that.
Fuck that.
You're going to go get some Schlotzkies.
Dude, we
see American Pie 2.
Yes. Yes. And fucking, and then we'll be back to the club.
And then we'll be back to the club because we're still boys.
We're still going
to
pick you up.
Yeah, we're cool, guys.
So, dude, we drove all the way back. But that's a long fucking drive.
Yeah, that's
I think it's off. Is it off federal?
It doesn't make any sense.
No,
it doesn't make any sense.
But my high school crush, one time we got in for a teen night and Stephanie Holmes was there.
Ooh.
And I was like, I'm going to dance with her. And someone was
what were the hits she was dancing to?
I'm gonna tell you exactly. I know exactly what it was.
I know you know exactly what it was.
It was that Aaliyah song with Timberland.
Are you that somebody?
I'm not somebody.
I'm not just anybody.
Baby girl.
Yeah.
Better known as Ali.
I'm the man with the baby. Yeah, that's a good song.
And she was like, hot and dancing and stuff.
And you were just rocked.
I was just concrete.
You could have ran through a brick wall. Oh my God.
And this is the thing. This is the most embarrassing thing is she was like dancing with men. Like there's like men that are, and she's like a hot Latino girl.
Yeah.
She's like good dancer. She was, I think, on the dance team or something. She was like dancing. And then I went up behind her and I was like, can I dance with you? And she was like, yeah. And then and then the next week at school, she told my friend Ann, she was like, hey, your friend Dan like asked to dance with me at a club. And I was like, fuck. Oh, fuck.
I mean, what? You didn't know, man.
I didn't know, dude.
And Rock Island, it comes for us all.
I mean, dude, I wasn't a Hollywood legend that night.
You were not a Hollywood legend!
I was not a Hollywood legend that night, dude.
I hope everybody who ran teen clubs went to jail. Right? We gotta get them the fuck out of here.
Let's start doing some digging.
Yeah.
Because those motherfuckers were literally giving child brides.
Oh, dog, I'm not one of those guys, but lock them up.
One of my other friends that would go to the club with us, right?
Right.
That we'd like meet him there. There was a 19-year-old girl there that was like famous. Her name was Jiggles. And she... Get over a cold.
Whatever she had to do to earn that name by the age of 19 is dark as shit. God damn it.
It was dark as shit.
And it was back in the day, so she wasn't even social media famous. No. She was Jiggles on the street. Like that was, you know what I'm saying? Like, she had to put in work, and people around town knew Jiggles.
Jiggles, dude. If any of my friends are watching this right now, I hope they're punching their desk laughing, because they're like, 100% that was real.
And if Jiggles is watching, reach out. Let us know you're okay.
Please be okay. Please.
I bet Jiggles is cleaning up on OnlyFans.
I would tell you right now, I would put money down that she's dead. I'm putting money down. It's 25 years ago. I'm putting money down that Jiggles no longer walks this earth.
Gone but not forgotten.
The jiggle stopped.
You need to get some kind of Jiggles memorabilia.
Oh my God, dude.
Get like a tassel up here.
But you know what's funny is she was like...
Jiggles is crazy.
She was clearly... I wouldn't be surprised if she worked at Shotgun Willie's or right. Centerfold's. Like...
Man, Centerfolds.
Fully nude.
Fuck, you are from Colorado. Centerfolds.
Fully nude.
Fully nude juice bar, technically.
You couldn't buy alcohol because they showed pussy.
Yeah, so they showed pussy.
So you had to buy like a Coors Cutter.
Dog, I got kicked out of Centerfolds for drinking in the bathroom when I was like 19.
Yeah.
And all my friends, I got kicked out of Centerfolds because I snuck it in my pants and they came in the bathroom and I'm like, just like Kentucky Deluxe or some dumb shit.
I love it, dude.
And they were like, you can't, you gotta go.
Yeah.
And my friends are, you know, 19, like think they can have sex with strippers. So they're not coming to give me.
You're gonna ruin my chance.
Dog, I puked all over the ground out front of center.
That's awesome.
And the bouncer didn't give a fuck. He was like, and I just had to sit there until my friends were done.
My friend's dad.
Because we went because a girl from our high school was stripping there.
My friend's dad did the accounting for Centerfolds.
Wow. And
he used to get us kind of hooked up when we go in there.
I was at Centerfolds one time when the lights went out, and it wasn't even a snowstorm. Something happened, the lights went out, and they brought out all these candles.
That's kind of sexy.
And people started singing, and they played Twister until the lights came on.
That's a fun little snowed in.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, we're going to make the night ourselves.
Yeah, it was. I was in Centerfolds. A lot.
Yeah.
A lot of times.
But Jiggles was like a Hollywood legend. Jiggles was the Hollywood legend.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What is she? How did?
I don't know, but what a guy I
you
knew.
You saw her, though.
A guy I knew hooked up with her. And we were all like, we like sat around him like asking the tales.
Because she was like a woman. Jiggles.
I was like, dude, what? You got the, that was like the highest rung on the mountain.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he probably had like a Mitsubishi Eclipse or something cool, right?
Dude, everyone had an Eclipse.
That was the coolest car to get.
I had a fucking Dodge Stratus.
Hey, man, we're all just trying. Not everybody could be a Hollywood legend.
Dude, no. That's so fucking funny, dude. We can't all be a Hollywood legend. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Holy shit. I'm so glad to fucking tell.
I'm glad to hear that. What a weird, that's a bad time in life.
That was a weird time.
Frequenting the teen club or Centerfolds. Because Centerfolds to me was so weird because it's a juice bar. So it's just like, it's us and sad men.
Yes.
Like
it's horny dudes.
Horny.
Like uncontrollably horny guys.
Mm-hmm.
Where they're like, I have to go. Like Shotgun Willie's is a strip club.
Shotgun Willie's is a strip
beer.
That's where John Morant. That's where John Morant, where that happened.
With the gun?
That was a shotgun. Dog, I mean, I guess.
Really?
I know a girl who was there. Like my friend's girl, she said those guys are lame. They just had their shirts off and they were like, she said they're like videotaping each other.
That's so gay. Yeah. We found out one of my When I played high school football, one of our football coaches' wife danced at Shotgun Willie's.
That's the coolest shit in the world.
And when I was a sophomore, he was like a young coach.
Yeah.
And his wife danced at Shotgun Willie's. And one of the seniors, this guy Tony, like had a fake ID and went to Shotgun Willie's and then like got into it with the coach. And he's like, she had a tattoo on her. And he was like, yeah, tell Tigger, I said, like a Tigger tattoo from Winnie the Pooh. And he was like, tell Tigger, I said, what's up? And the coach was like, what the fuck? It was wild.
But also, that's the coolest guy I've ever heard of in my fucking life.
He's badass.
Are you kidding me? Told that to a football coach?
Dude, that motherfucker was tough.
That kid's nasty.
I don't know if I want to say his full name, but
I hope he's not.
I think his name was Tony Cicero.
I bet he married Jiggles.
I don't know, man, but he had calves. He was like a guy.
He was a man.
Let me tell you right now, for football players in the late 90s, right. He looked, when I was a sophomore, he was a senior, he looked the coolest. He had the neck roll under the jersey.
Oh, yeah.
And he had the Derek Thomas face mask, where it was like that little bar, but it was like small on the jaw.
How did he wear the neck roll? Was it like Mike Allstott, where it was covered?
He had exactly Mike Allstott's look.
Okay, yeah. That was a good.
He had big-ass calves.
That was a good,
and he would talk shit to the coaches, where I was like, this guy's the fucking man.
That coach thinks that kid fucked his wife.
Dude.
Could you imagine that? Like, you're just trying to give back to your community.
And some kid's like, I fucked your wife. And you'd be like, I'll fucking kill you.
I bet he went home and went ape shit.
Oh, my God. Like, how the fuck?
What did I say? What did I say, Jessica?
You cover up that tattoo. I didn't fucking marry some centerfold slut.
Yeah.
I married a topless dancer.
You're quitting tomorrow. It's not worth the hot tub. I don't even give a shit about it.
I don't care if we're looking for a fucking townhouse closer to Park Meadows. I don't give a shit. We're not moving. I don't give a fuck about moving there.
Yeah, that's a cool guy, though.
That's why it was funny with like all that stuff about the gangs taking over and stuff.
Yeah.
When I saw that, when I knew it was like media propaganda, was when they would describe Aurora as a sleepy little Colorado town.
Yeah, like,
that
it's
ain't
not.
It's not. Listen, North Aurora is fucking tough. South Aurora was suburbs. It was just like,
yeah, it's
but
like,
it was like,
but it's
it was
also
like suburbs that no one was like jealous you're from there.
They're yeah,
like,
it's also
oh, you're from Aurora. And you're like, yeah,
but it's also right. For Colorado. It's also more of a melting pot than anywhere else in Colorado, yeah. Right? Like all foreigners from Colorado, they come to Aurora, so it's
affordable.
Like, yeah, so it's like a fairly diverse mix of people.
Good school system.
Yeah, Cherry Creek, the best schools in the country at the
Cherry
time.
Cherry Creek schools.
Some of the best schools in the country at the time.
We had the International Baccalaureate program at our school.
Yeah. A lot of people conflate it. Columbine is not there.
It's Littleton.
That's Littleton. That's not Aurora.
But,
yeah, it was a great place. It was a great place to be from.
It's like fun.
It's fun.
I genuinely feel bad for kids that don't get to grow up in that kind of suburban environment, because you get to do dumb shit like that, and it doesn't.
Summertime,
it's not like in the hood where you're gonna fucking go to prison or join a gang and have like real fucking danger.
Some of those kids did go to prison.
I knew a guy, Rory. Shout out, Rory. I hope you're out. Grand Theft Auto. Yeah. I knew a couple people that went to prison.
Yeah, a few guys.
One from stomping a guy out at Alicia Park.
You see?
Yeah fuck. Now that
so
I'm
it's like
it,
a couple. It's of like, a, here's the thing about it. It's like if you like really think about it, it's like what it is it's like we said, it's lower middle class. So it's a lot of people who came from kind of tough environments, and then they got their first
with
house.
Upper,
but then there were also straight up rich people.
Because across Smoky Hill,
yeah,
there was like gated communities. And
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
It was,
and further up the hill, like I don't know when you,
yeah.
What is now the Southlands area?
Yeah, that's
all
very
those houses
nice.
Are huge. Yeah,
well, those are, and that's where they built new high schools, because Grandview is like old there now.
Yeah,
Grandview
old.
Was the first high school to be built out there with all those big ass houses.
Right, and because Falcon Creek. Too, when yeah. I went to Falcon Creek, everybody's like, this is a brand new school.
Yeah.
Because Grandview was like the biggest school. I went there for a year or half a year. It's the biggest school I'd ever seen in
when
my life.
When they opened, they got all the hot girls from all the other schools.
Yeah.
Everyone was like, all the hot girls are going to Grandview. They? And you're like,
I mean,
damn.
There was so many. I mean, like, that school was so big. I remember passing periods were 10 minutes. And if you had if you had PE and you had to get to like the other end of the math building, you still might not make it.
And if you said like, I got PE, the teacher would be like, all right, you're
yeah,
fucking,
yeah.
It's like the Detroit airport.
Yeah.
Where you're like, don't get a layover there.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't get a layover.
It even is like that airport, because they also had Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. Oh my God. We had Chick-fil-A at Laredo Middle School.
That's cool as
you
shit.
You could buy a fucking Chick-fil-A sandwich when
cool
I was in middle
shit.
School.
Man. Laredo was one of the good middle schools.
Yeah, I was lucky to go to Laredo.
They were top tier and they were bottom.
Well, there Laredo was like, we knew like if we were at Seven Hills and there was kids from Horizon, we knew they'd probably fuck us up.
Yeah, Horizon was like, but it was, that's the most fun school I've ever went to.
Yeah.
Was summer school at Horizon. It was amazing. And there was a bus.
One of my best friend's dads was the principal there.
Really?
Yeah, and I used to have soccer practice at Horizon. The 1 year I played soccer was at, man, we'd go to Horizon Middle School all the time.
It was great. Yeah. Horizon's a good time.
Shout out Colorado, dude. David Borey, Birth of a Nation. The special's out now on YouTube. You put it on YouTube.
No, it's not on YouTube. It's on Patreon.
Go to Patreon. Buy it. It is fucking worth it. He's Colorado Mafia, you know? Grew up with Sand Talent. This is fucking... when you were like, dude, I'm going to be in town. I'm glad that you stayed an extra day.
I am too. This was awesome.
I'm getting over a cold and I was like ramped up. Me and Mike were talking and I was like, I'm going to cancel everything, but I ain't canceling Borey.
Hell yeah.
And I was like, Borey's coming over.
Really glad that I got to sit and talk with a Hollywood legend, man.
Yeah, I wasn't though. I wasn't the Hollywood legend. I knew a Hollywood legend.
All right. Sorry. Shout out to Jiggles.
Yeah. Jiggles, please be alive.
She could be alive.
She might.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.